Okay, Stephen Vigasaw was on with Adam and Jordana. You can go to the Odyssey app. You can sign up. You can podcast for Adam and Jordana. Get segments. I would highly encourage you to do that. All of our shows. Stephen's in the news. Column about Stephen, who is a school board member, Fergus Falls. And at every school board meeting, as Karen Tolkien points out in the Trib, instead of placing his hands on his heart and repeating the words, he stands quietly with his arms at his side. So again, he is standing. He is listening. His comment to Karen, again, his full interview is available with Adam and Jordana. Ever since I was a kid, I said the Pledge of Allegiance. I kind of felt icky saying it. Just the words, I pledge allegiance to the flag like the country's a god. I'm a Christian, a follower of Jesus. To me, it conflicts with my faith. And so here we go again with individuals deciding who's patriotic and who is not patriotic. And I'm not surprised at the outrage. I'm zero surprised at the outrage. But I think you're picking and choosing. I really do. Go to a sporting event. Let's just go there. Go to a Twins game tonight. What are they going to have? 15,000 maybe? I don't know.
I think they'll fill it.
You think they'll, okay, Dave thinks they'll fill it. Dave thinks there'll be 40,000. Dave also suggests there'll be 30,000 outside. When the national anthem is played, will every single person start with, oh, say, can you see? Will they sing every word of the national anthem?
In unison, just like they do in Canada for Oh Canada at a nice big hockey game.
Yeah. No, they won't.
What?
They will not. Some will. Some will not. I don't think for one bleeping second the folks who are standing or not standing, by the way, if that's their choice, are not patriotic. We have talked about this so many times on this show, and I get it. This topic, like every topic, you don't have to agree with me. But I think this is phony patriotism because we talked about it extensively during the Kaepernick situation, and I would get text after text after text, agreeing, disagreeing, including on the military side. And let me assure you, there were plenty of military members who called in, who emailed me, who approached me at the fair, and when Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee, said, I have no problem with it. And some would say, I don't agree with him. It's not what I do. But freedom of speech in this country allows you to do that. And by the way, freedom of speech is not for I love apple pie. Now, everybody on the planet except one guy doesn't like apple pie. He's hiking right now in Lebanon Hills. Carter doesn't like apple pie.
He's no fruit pies, right?
Yeah, he's
apple pie is overrated, but it's fine.
It's good. Freedom of speech is for the speech where you're kind of like, whoa. Now, there is a line. Like, there's a teacher at Penn, who was bringing in a white nationalist and generalizing about race. We both saw that story. And she was sanctioned with a suspension, by the way, that starts next year. Okay. Fire in a crowded room. There's a line. But if someone decides, because we get this debate all the time, the person who I follow, who is my guidepost, is God. And so this is what Stephen is saying. He certainly is 1,000% allowed to view that. He's not organizing, Dave, and trying to get other people to say the flag is awful, the flag is disgusting, I hate America. None of that. He's just making a decision on the word allegiance and feels like if he's going to go with the word allegiance, it's to Jesus. And so he's standing. And by the way, I'd like the video at Fergus Falls for the last, I don't know, 10 meetings before this became a controversy. You tell me every single time everyone said every single word. Maybe they did. Do I stand for the national anthem? I do. If we had something here at work where it was the Pledge of Allegiance, or when the boys were in school, and if I was there for some parent event and the Pledge of Allegiance was offered up, would I have read it? Would I have said it? Yes. Would I have been offended if someone made the decision they weren't going to do it? Absolutely not. Because we have discourse in politics right now, which is filth at times. The country's going to end. If he's in charge, if she's in charge, is that patriotism? Is that, was, as an example, Donald Trump trying to stop the transfer of power from one president to another? Going to court, never had a problem with it. Never. Never had a significant win. Sitting there for hours and hours while violence took place. Was that patriotism, Dave Aragon, when he sat there, the president of the United States, who had the greatest power? I get worried about what is patriotism, what is not. That was abdicating your responsibility as the president of the United States to make sure people are safe. That bugs me way more than some person standing and not reading the Pledge of Allegiance. Abdicating decent policies on the border regarding immigration, regarding who is getting in this country and who's not, and having some idea about it, that bugs me a lot more than someone standing, not trying to bring anybody else with him, not causing a scene, and not reading, not saying out loud the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, do I think those are what Trump did and didn't do, what Biden and Harris did and didn't do? Do I question their patriotism on that? No. But I think it was incompetent by Biden and Harris and how they managed the border for years. And I think it was criminal what Trump did. But if you support either one of them, you'll defend that and say, no, you're missing a point or two. So where do we draw the line on patriotism? Because symbols are symbols. They don't reflect maybe you as a human being, you as a parent, you as someone who volunteers. By the way, this guy's on the school board. I don't think there's a requirement in Fergus Falls that everyone has to be on the school board.
There's not. Check the town bylaws.
Seems like a pretty good step to be a patriot to some. But, man, people just pick and choose where they draw the line. And a lot of these folks really upset about him, too, let's be honest. A lot of these folks also believe strongly in following Jesus. And some of them would be more outraged if he didn't use as his valid explanation, I'm a follower of Jesus. That's who I have my allegiance to. So none of it shocks me, because I've witnessed it before where people spoke out, the Dixie Chicks. Remember that controversy 25 some years ago when they said, we're ashamed of George W. Bush, right? And when Michelle Obama put her foot in her mouth about, first time I've been proud of my country, wasn't it something like that?
Yeah.
Dumb thing to say. Doesn't mean I thought Michelle Obama didn't love the country. I thought it was, she was caught up in the moment of politics. And by the way, when she said it, I criticized her. I just did again. But Some of this is phony patriotism where, by the way, you're allowed to totally disagree with me, and I'm allowed to totally disagree with you. But the pastor, by the way, classy move by the pastor who took the pictures. Pastor, by the way, this man is saying he's most devout to Jesus. You'd think a pastor would believe in that a little bit. The pastor, knowing as hyper-partisan as things are, is isolating this person. So that was really decent. He was just living his life. And now he's getting awful comments directed at him, which is shameful. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear others, including massively disagreeing with me or agreeing with me or nuance. We were going to go to this a little longer period of time, but Jamie, things switched. So we got to condense it. That happens. No problem. We'll make adjustments on the fly. 651-461-9226. We'll have strong, direct opinions on this topic. 651-461-9226. The Pledge of Allegiance debate, Fergus Falls, that's what we're talking about right now. A lot of texts coming in. Love more. 651-461-9226. Paul is called in. Paul, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim?
I'm well.
I think allegiance, people are thinking it's one narrow thing. Can't your allegiance be split into more than one entity? Like,
yes,
you have an allegiance for God, you can have allegiance for the flag, you can have an allegiance for the Vikings, for the Twins, for the Wild. Does it have to be so narrow that it's only one thing?
For me, Paul, I agree with you, okay? But, you know, Stephen looks at it a bit differently, right? I think you're right on, because I can think of my allegiance to a lot of things in life. He looks at it differently. To me, if he's not disrupting anything, he's involved in the school board, he's not trying to bring the country down, why cause scorn to this individual and feel like you love the country more than others? I think that's a mistake when people do that.
Well, and as being a school board member, isn't part of his allegiance to that school district?
Sure. There's many areas where he's showing allegiance. You're making all good points. Paul, I'm just going to let you go because I want to get to a number of texts. Again, we were going to get to this at 2:05, then Jamie's schedule changed. We just didn't have as much time as I wanted. A patriot's honor and humble to meet and seem with wounded warriors, not refer to them as suckers. Yeah, well, that's referring to Trump and what John Kelly stated he said, and I believe John Kelly 1,000%. I think there's other areas where Donald Trump's comments towards the military disgusting. Seems to me the ability to practice religion freedom is because we have a constitution and the flag is symbolic of all our freedoms here. Not everyone gets that right. It's a fair point, right? It is a fair point that his ability to... He probably doesn't even look at it as protesting. He looks at it as selecting something that's more important to him. Mm-hmm. In many other countries, you would be ostracized. You would be arrested. You would disappear. But again, he is here, and the way he did it, it's not what I would do. But again, watch that Twins game tonight. What? 20% of the folks are singing the national anthem? 30? Does that mean the other 75%, 65%, whatever it is, are they disrespecting America? No, I don't think they are. What do you want to say?
We all have different values we put on symbols, whether it be the anthem, pledge, the flag itself. They mean different things to different people. And I'm just so sick and tired of too many people in this country trying to push our own values and our own morals on everyone else, saying this is how it has to be. And if not, now you can call somebody out in the news.
We got to stop talking.